You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case for loving you.
But you know what? I love you guys, because honestly, I would not be able to be on the radio still year after year if it wasn't for you all listening. So God bless you, and thank you for not having any good taste. No, I get it, I get it. You guys have great taste if you're listening to my show. This is the Dr. Dahlia Show, sassy and stimulating medical talk radio. Your MD coming to you on the airwaves. I got to tell you, you guys are pretty lucky people, pretty lucky people. Who's not lucky is Herman Cain. I got to tell you, you know, and you all know I've been a fan of Herman Cain even before he even ran for president. You know, he's been in radio. I've always loved his conservative views, you know, but oh my gosh, now a third lady has come out alleging sexual harassment. One of the two women wants to break her gag order and now talk. Oh, of course, she's going to get her 15 minutes of fame. She's going to be able to sell books. I mean, of course, she's going to want to, you know, jump on this one. And, of course, Cain Camp is blaming the Romney Camp. You know, I don't know what happened. And we spent a good amount of time talking about sexual harassment a couple days ago on my show. It might have been in one of the previous hours. I know some of you right now are listening on XM 166, 5 p.m. Eastern Time, 2 p.m. Pacific. Some of you are listening to me on GCMLive.com right now at night. So I know people are kind of catching the show at different times. And of course, anybody that's ever been sexually harassed, I've been sexually harassed. I mean, a lot of you out there, it's definitely not fun. And it's a very psychologically, waning on you. And it's frustrating, especially when it impedes, job growth and advancement. And it's a horrible thing that's out there. However, I cannot tell you how many jobs I've been in where we've all been playful with each other, verbally, with gestures, with jokes, and all of those could be considered forms of sexual harassment. You know, I mean, anybody I worked with when I waited tables, we were going back and forth and making jokes and, you know, saying something looks like something. I mean, you know, can somebody years later come back and say, yes, you harassed me when we were working together? Now, you know, somebody should say, wait a second. You know, you should have said something back then. But, you know, not when you're running for politics. When you're, you know, running for political office, the media is going to make shish kebab out of you. You know, I've talked about, you know, my medical school days. Very, very fun days. Very fun days in medical school where we would be playing the flip-off game. I've talked to you about the flip-off game. Very good game if you ever want to play it. Don't teach your kids that. You know, it's a grown-up game where, you know, someone's not paying attention and you show them the finger, right? And then they're like, oh, you know, like, see, you weren't paying attention. So you got the finger. You know, yet if somebody innocently gets caught in the crossfire, you lose a point, whereas you gain a point when you nab somebody. If you get nabbed, you lose a point. So anyway, you know, so one teacher caught us doing the flip-off game, and the next day we had a huge memo and a huge class on sexual harassment. And they said, look, you know, giving people the middle finger is sexual harassment. And I mean, if that's the case, then I'm sexually harassed day after day after day every time I drive to work. I mean, I just get the finger left and right. And so, you know, we talked about sexual harassment and how you need to be careful. And I mean, you know, you can't be sending emails to each other. You can't be making references with your coworkers to something that may look phallic. You know, you can't show them pictures or porn online. You can't make jokes. These things can be used against you, guy or girl. And so, it's frustrating because, you know, true sexual harassment can be pretty debilitating, but there's so many fine lines. I mean, when we were taught in school that, you know, giving somebody the finger is sexual harassment, boy, that just, I mean, I didn't realize how gray the area was. I mean, I thought you had to talk about their butt or but I mean, still, you know, guys I used to work with did that all the time with me. You know, they're like, Dahlia, I can't see the board. Your breasts are in the way. You know, and I'm like, sorry, I'll move to the side. And they're like, well, now your butt's in the way. You know, I mean, people said that to me in school or at work all the time. I didn't think much about it, but that's sexual harassment. All of those things. Yeah? A rabbi, a gynecologist, and a proctologist are all taking a bubble bath. Again, that could be sexual harassment. I mean, any of the jokes. An elephant was masturbating in the woods. You can't start telling jokes like that. You can't. All right? You're going to get in trouble. Let's go to the phone lines. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Doc Dolly, got to say, you seem like you're the cutest doc on the radio.
We talked about sexual harassment a lot on the show.
Right now I'm stuck in traffic near Washington, D.C. on I-95. I think I'm on 95. Might be 495. Anyway, I called you about 6 weeks ago, a month, 6 weeks ago, about some... I was having, feeling heat and prickly stuff all over my...
I remember.
It started on my face and moved up my head and down my shoulders and down my back. Anyway, I figured out what it was. It was niacin. Niacin did it. And then I had some flush-free niacin here on the truck, and I started taking that. How I figured it out was it never happened to me when I was home. It always happened about a half hour after I started driving. So I would take my vitamins, start driving, half hour later it happened.
Wow.
And it didn't happen when I was at home. And then finally it dawned on me that might be it. And there it was. So I do love your show. I wish we could get all 3 hours. I was listening. I listened to Alex Jones also, and we weren't getting his show all the time.
Thank you. All right, we're coming up on break. Sorry about that. We're coming up on break. Alex Jones is wonderful. I love Alex Jones. But, good for you. Figuring out that it was the niacin, because niacin that you take for cholesterol and triglycerides can make you flush. Yeah, they have a flush-free type of preparation out there. But, I hear it's bad. It's worse than a hot flash, the niacin flushes and the tingling and all that. Well, God bless you. I love my truck drivers. You said you're on the 495? Huh, I don't know where that is. 95, I know where the 95 is. I don't know where the 495 is. But anyway, God bless you. All right, great, great, guys. Keep the calls coming at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. We'll be back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Got a lot of medical news coming up.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Again, the Congressional Budget Office sounds the alarm. This time warns of Greek-style U.S. debt crises. You heard me right. The GAO is drawing a parallel between the U.S. economy, its debt, and the current Greek economic meltdown. With the debt-to-GDP chart climbing into unfamiliar territory, the growing budget deficit will rise to unsupportable levels. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. The Federal Debt and Risk of Financial Crises document the CBO has published is a must-read for every American. Covering the risk of continued deficit spending coupled with an aging population and the rising interest rates spell economic disaster. It's imperative that you get a copy of this document and study it for yourself. Call me today at 800-686-2237, and I'll send you a free copy. Again, call 800-686-2237 and ask for your copy of the CBO document. Once again, you need to read this government report. Call 800-686-2237.
Survival of the fittest. In any and all situations, survival is your number one priority. That requires being tough and thinking smart. And the folks at Freeze Dry Guy are going to help you do just that. They have the long-range patrol ration entrees, what they call the brick pack. When you're in survival mode, it is absolutely the best item for your survival pack or bug-out bag. You can go farther, faster, and carry more food with the LRP cold weather ration entrees. Not only do these long-lasting, durable entrees help sustain you or your family through the harshest environment or situation, they are by far the most delicious of their kind. No contest. With a variety of tasty entrees, you can't beat the LRP brick packs. Let Freeze Dry Guy help you in your survival situations. Go to freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com. Or call 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-FOOD.
Local Army Navy surplus stores are hard to find these days, but not military issue supplies. They're right here online at mainmilitary.com. That's right, just like the state, M-A-I-N-E, military.com. We have everything for true total preparedness. MaineMilitary.com is not a typical website. It has much more than your old surplus store. Quality military-issue survival gear like canteens, mess kits, utensils, gas masks, filters, and chemical suits, magnesium fire-starting tools, strike anywhere, waterproof, and storm matches, first aid kits, splints, tourniquets, parachute 550 cord, military manuals, sandbags by the bale, and a huge Molly assortment of vests and pouches for every need. Call 207-989-6783, 207-989-6783, or visit MaineMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, military.com. The Maine name in military supply.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
What happened, man? You used to be energetic, happy, and wow, did the ladies love you. Now, you fall asleep on the couch, irritable, and out of shape. Don't be that guy. Call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 50% and maintain healthy, normal levels. No injections, no appointments. With healthy testosterone levels, you can feel that energy again, that great outlook again, and yes, even a healthy sex drive. Right now, you can try Ageless Male risk-free. There's nothing to lose, guys. If you're a man who's noticed changes in your body, your mood, your sex life, call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male. Be the guy you used to be. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Don't wait another day. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Again, 1-888-246-0623.
The Dr. Dolly Show. This is Sassy and Stimulating Medical Talk Radio. Taking your calls at 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. I got to tell you, this new device that spots melanoma, pretty cool. Pretty cool. Now, right now, what doctors have been doing up until this device, and they're still going to have to. They're still going to have to, even with this device that can spot the deadliest skin cancer that's out there. We take a look at your moles, and we do the ABCDE. We've talked about the ABCDEs of abnormal moles, and you guys could do it too. If you have a mole that looks asymmetrical, that's your A, as opposed to a freckle that's nice and round and even, asymmetrical is one side not even, that's your A for asymmetry. B is the border. If the border's not nice and well demarcated but it's a little fuzzy, that could be a sign of a melanoma. Remember, cancer is chaotic. Okay, a cancer cell doesn't have a genetic destiny. It's not a cell that's supposed to have a function and a purpose. It's a cell that grows aberrantly and spreads. So that's why a mole could be asymmetrical, a border could be fuzzy, because there's no rhyme or reason to its growth. It's chaotic. C for ABCDE is color. So if the colors start to change and look a little funny, or if you have two colors to a mole, that could be a sign. D is diameter for ABCD. Diameter, if a mole is greater than a centimeter, and what I tell people, a centimeter is like close to your pencil eraser. Take a pencil eraser, put it on there. If it's bigger than a pencil eraser, that's kind of large, okay? And then E is elevation. If it elevates, has more of a feel to it. You know, we talk about how doctors, you know, usually touch you. They need to touch the rash. They need to touch the mole. They can kind of get an idea, get a feel for these things. So we use the ABCDEs. Well, what they've actually come up with, and it's been approved by the FDA, is a scan called Mela Find. This is from Mela Sciences, and it's a handheld scanner and a computer program that actually analyzes skin lesions. Now, what it does is it sends the image. It takes an image and it kind of combines it with a database, and it goes through the database, and if there's something similar that looks like it was melanoma, it'll kind of alert you. And it's nice to kind of have that second opinion. I mean, doctors are kind of using it as a second opinion because, you know, we don't want to cut and biopsy every single mole. But once it have the ABCDEs, the doctors are going to need to use this melanoma scan, you know, or this Mela scan, you know, because if you're, you know, if you have an ABCDE type of mole, we're not going to mess around. We're not going to scan it. If the scanner says, oh, no, it looks okay, we're not going to do anything about it. But it's these little baby ones. And as we age, and we're going to be talking about aging because there was a really cool study that came out today with anti-aging, these little dark moles that you get, and you're like, well, wait a second. Now I'm getting all these moles pop up. You know, we always say, is it new or have you always had it? Well, if you've always had a mole and it's been a birthmark, we don't worry about it. But if it's new, we get concerned. But I can't tell you how many times new moles are always popping up. And you're like, wait a second, is that new because it's a melanoma? Or is that a sign of aging? I mean, I'm looking at myself right now, and I'm like, okay, well, that's new, that's new. And so it's for those little spots where you're like, well, you know, that's what the scan is supposed to do. Of course, there could be a lot of false positives. They can match it to something, and then you get it biopsied, and, you know, then it's a negative. Not the worst thing in the world, you know. I mean, getting a lesion biopsy isn't the most painful. You just have to numb it up. But I got to tell you, I mean, we're scared to death of melanoma. So I love the idea that if they have like a scan or some sort of handheld device, I think that's fascinating. I'm a huge fan of that. So we'll see what happens. Okay. Connecticut woman unfortunately died from carbon monoxide poisoning. I believe it was today. This appears to be the fifth death in Connecticut related to the snowstorm that hit over the weekend. And people are still out of power from what I understand. Halloween had to be postponed because of the fallen, electrical lines. You know, the trees still have leaves, so they hold the snow. And so as the snow melts or the trees loosen the snow, it could still bring down the power lines. But one of the warnings the news stations were giving us all is, you know, don't have your oven open all day to heat and have the oven on all day to heat your house because of carbon monoxide. They also warned don't have the generator on in a enclosed space because that can elicit carbon monoxide. And carbon monoxide is a silent death. You don't know. You get tired, you get weak, you know, it blocks your oxygenation and you die. I believe Weird Al Yankovic's parents died of carbon monoxide poisoning from their fireplace. I cannot urge you enough, get carbon monoxide alarms. Put those in the house. You have smoke alarms. You need carbon monoxide alarms. I know a lot of you are still battling the cold back east. Again, we feel for you. Every winter, something, you know, seems to happen back east. And you guys just dealt with Hurricane Irene. And for those of you that have generators that could keep the house powered, good. Great. But they can emit carbon monoxide. And so if you can't have the generator running in an open area, you're going to put yourself at risk. So please make sure you get carbon dioxide monitors. All right. For those of you joining us, this is the Dr. Dolly Show, 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. All right. College student died after a baseball workout. All right. This is at the University of Rhode Island. It was a 20-year-old boy. I don't believe they've given the name yet. No, they haven't given him the name. It's an unspecified medical emergency, but during a baseball team preseason workout, he died. He was taken to Rhode Island Hospital. And, we just had, somebody in the LA Marathon die a couple days ago, right before the finish line. I get really nervous with these strenuous athletics. I really do. And I'm going to say, and I've said this multiple times, anybody in any rigorous athletics, whether you're a marathon runner, whether you're on a sport team, you need to see a heart doctor, get an ultrasound of the heart, and get a stress test. I think a lot of us are getting physicals done. Someone's listening to our heart. Sounds good. Maybe the murmur isn't loud enough to pick up. We aren't really hearing any, you know, structural abnormalities. Maybe the stethoscope is all clogged. Maybe we have earwax. I don't know. But I can't stand it when I hear young people or people, you know, exercising, doing, you know, marathon runners. Not all marathon runners are young, but I mean, these are people that generally eat well and are fit and not obese. Seeing them drop dead after putting their hearts through strenuous activity. Some of our hearts can handle it, some can't. I mean, you know, when you exercise and you get that heart rate up past your maximum heart rate, I mean, you know, sometimes your heart rate's in the 200s, 220s. Well, how long can the heart handle that? Some of our hearts can handle it fine, some can't. But Dr. Dahlia, you always need to be cardio. You always need to do cardio. That's what they taught us in the 80s. Cardio, cardio, cardio. You know, aerobics, let's get physical. You know, that kind of, but yeah, but some of the hearts can't handle it. Didn't Isaac Hayes die on his treadmill? He was on his treadmill and, you know, and so nobody could predict the future. But what I like about the stress test is they bring that heart rate up. And if they see that you're having issues and not handling it well, they'll tell you, I don't handle high heart rates well. I don't handle it at all. I mean, I've exercised, I've run, I've skied, I've done a lot. But when I did my stress test, I started to sweat. I started to have funny rhythm. I started to have horrible shortness of breath. So then they did an adenosine cardiolite stress test. They found an area of my heart that didn't look like it was getting blood, but they thought it was artifact. They thought maybe, you know, my breast was in the way. So the machine couldn't pick up the imaging. And I was like, what are you talking about? The breast on the floor. Right? I mean, it's nowhere near my heart. Okay? I'm at the age now after having a couple kids where the breasts aren't usually above the waist. So, like, nevertheless, we think it's fine. But I got to tell you, I don't let my heart rate go that high. I don't. I mean, I exercise still. But I just don't think I'm going to be one of those people that can handle a heart rate that, you know, produces less cardiac output because it's beating 200 beats a minute. So I don't push it. But if some of you are pushing it, it's funny because I'll tell patients, okay, you got to get a stress test. We got to check your heart. And they'll go, but I exercise, so I'm fine. If my heart can do exercise, I don't need a stress test. I know my heart can handle it. That's not why we do the stress test. Right? But Dr. Dahlia, my mother-in-law lives with me. I can handle stress. No, that's not the point. The reason why you do the stress test is because we want to see what your heart is doing while you're exercising. You know, try to surmise if part of your heart is not getting blood. Because if part of your heart is not getting blood and starts to die off in the middle of the exercise, that's why people can get sudden heart attacks. So it's crucial, absolutely crucial. And why would your heart not get enough blood? Because when you exercise, you constrict your arteries. Now, usually you constrict your arteries if they're nice and clear and nice and clean. If you constrict your arteries, you still have a lumen. You still have area for that blood to go. But, you know, if you're clogged or have calcium deposits and then that artery constricts, you're closed up. Remember, the artery is going to constrict no matter what, whether you have something in there or not. That's why people get cardiac stents. What do they do with stents? They try to keep that artery open so it can't kind of close up on itself with the gook. Anyway, just get checked. Dr. Dahlia, you're causing healthcare costs to rise. You know, President Obama will be mad. Well, of course he's going to be mad. But listen, I'd rather you be alive paying taxes than dead. All right, coming back on the Dr. Dahlia Show, herpes and Alzheimer's. Very interesting link. Don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA. Give me the
news, I got. Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Plant a healthy garden easy and fast with OrganicaSeed.com. Easy because OrganicaSeed.com offers one of the largest online selections of organic, heirloom, non-hybrid, and untreated seeds, as well as tobacco and cotton seeds at low prices. Go to OrganicaSeed.com, spelled OrganicaSeed.com. OrganicaSeed.com. Remember, OrganicaSeed is healthy seed.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Alley C. Why Alley C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Alley C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Alley C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Alley C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Alley C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Alley C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Alley C. For more information and to order Alley C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Alley C today.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
We want to know, how do you use WebEx?
I use WebEx anytime I need to meet with clients. With the new WebEx high-quality video, it's like meeting face-to-face.
Connect online and share what's on your computer screen with others. Anytime, anywhere. On their desktop, on their laptop, or mobile device. How do you use WebEx? Go to WebEx.com right now and try WebEx free. WebEx from Cisco. WebEx.com.
Right, it doesn't get better than this. This is Dr. Dahlia. Hello. So, yes, I feel pretty confident today. I mean, I shouldn't, because, you know, every time I give you guys a news story and, you know, I go, all right, you know, this is the latest and the greatest, then 2 or 3 days later, something contradicts me. Okay, remember a couple days ago we were talking about how Chantix, the anti-smoking medication, does not... has not been proven to cause psychological issues and psychiatric admissions. Well, they came out today saying Chantix raises suicide risks again. All right, so a couple days ago it was fine. Now here we are a couple days later saying it does raise suicide risk. All right, Chantix carries too many risks, the FDA says, and should only be tried when other treatments fail. They say Chantix was 8 times more likely to be linked with a reported case of suicidal behavior or depression than any other nicotine replacement products. Oh, my gosh. Yeah, do you ever wonder, is it because they're using this medication while smoking? I mean, remember, the whole purpose of Chantix is to be like a nicotine decoy. Pretend to be nicotine in your body. So it does. It plays with your mind. It does. So I'm not surprised. I'm not surprised that there could be, you know, some issues and, you know, the dreams, et cetera. But, I've been a fan of it because it's worked with my patients. I've never had a patient say it made them suicidal. Right? Even my dead patients. Nobody's ever said that. But unfortunately, though, if any of you are prone too sure what's going on, but we are rocking and rolling here on the Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so we're talking about Chantix, and now the FDA says it does raise suicide risk. So like I was saying, if you are a little bit more prone to depression, are you more prone to, thinking about suicide, maybe I want to mess with it. All right, but that still doesn't mean you don't stop, trying to quit smoking. All right, you need to rock and roll with that. You have to. All right, now, very, very interesting study here, connecting Alzheimer's and herpes. All right. Very, very interesting. We were talking about this on the previous hour. So if some of you are listening again, I just want, wherever you're listening to me and whatever hour, I want to make sure you get this. This is fascinating stuff. Now, there has been some theories that people that have Alzheimer's have been exposed and have been carrying type 1 herpes. All right. You got the type 1 herpes for cold sores, and then you got the type 2 herpes, genital herpes. They say type 1 herpes, they found the cells that are infected with the type 1 herpes show a buildup of the proteins that damage the brains of people with Alzheimer's. And so if you treat the cells with acyclovir, which is basically an antiviral that we use to fight oral herpes, you know, any of you that are getting cold sores and you want to take an antiviral on a regular basis, what that does is they find it actually decreases the accumulation of the proteins in your Alzheimer's patient. So as an Alzheimer's patient, if you're taking an antiviral, something that is anti-herpes, they're finding less and less protein accumulation. I mean, fascinating stuff, because these antivirals are cheap. They're very easy to take, low side effects. I mean, just a phenomenal. But wow, to think that herpes could cause Alzheimer's, or Alzheimer's could be caused by, here's my thing. I think Alzheimer's is caused by a variety of things. All right. It's just 80% of us have been exposed to type 1 herpes. We were exposed as kids, even. You know, kids sharing sippy cups and sharing their fruit drinks and kissing mommy. So a lot of us have type 1 herpes, even if we've never had a cold sore. And it's a very simple test to do. You can go to your doctor, get a blood test to see if you have the antibodies for type 1. Even though some people get type 1 in the genital area, some people get type 2 in the mouth area, some people get cutaneous herpes where you get little viral outbreaks on your leg or on your skin. And, but we all treat them the same. We treat them all the same with these antivirals. And if they, consider taking an antiviral for Alzheimer's, I mean, that would be an easy thing to test. You give a patient that has, early stages Alzheimer's antivirals, have them take that for 3 months, 6 months. See what happens. I just think it's fascinating stuff. Now, herpes is still in the news. Now, this is interesting. They say now, okay, so we were talking about fighting herpes and the antivirals. Now we're talking about the actual herpes virus itself. The actual herpes virus, they say, can actually kill aggressive breast cancer. Now, we've kind of lumped breast cancer into two different compartments. One is the hormone-sensitive breast cancer, the estrogen sensitive. That's an easier breast cancer to treat, much more common, so we could treat you with Herceptin and tamoxifen, which blocks estrogen. But you have the very nasty triple negative breast cancer. Triple negative breast cancer, very deadly, because you can't treat it with hormone therapies. Well, what they found is if you treat, and it's about 20% of all breast cancer, so it's more rare, but still a big amount. Usually affects African American women, affects more young, it's a lot more aggressive, and you got to treat it with chemotherapy. What they found is if you infect these breast cancer cells with this herpes virus, they called it NV1066, within a week, the virus killed up to 90% of the tumor cells. That's huge. So then what they did is they injected breast cancer cells into mice. Oh, these poor mice, right? They treated the mice with the virus for 20 days, and they saw the tumors had mostly disappeared. Okay, they didn't say 100%, but mostly disappeared. Now, why? Why would they do that? I mean, we know viruses kill cells. That viruses kill cells because they use the cell to reproduce itself, and then the cell breaks apart. And, you know, and I mean, herpes virus, it's a virus. So I think that this is fascinating. And I know some of you are like, all right, Dahlia, really, this stuff is fascinating? To me, a doctor, yes. Yes, I think it's pretty fascinating. Absolutely, I do. I mean, because that's not very expensive. I mean, herpes virus is all over the place. You could grow herpes virus. You have a tumor. You inject the herpes virus into the tumor. And herpes virus won't kill you. You know, I can understand people like, well, gosh, you know, we're injecting ourselves with botulism. Or, I mean, I can understand people being concerned about compounds. But injecting herpes virus, now I know some of you are going, wait a second, could the herpes virus cause cancer to spread? Right now they haven't seen that, so they have to do testing. I remember Planet of the Apes, right? They came up with I won't ruin the story for everybody, but they came up with a virus to fight Alzheimer's, but then it later turned on the people. I don't want to give you guys, well, I'm sure a lot of you know the Planet of the Apes story, but the way they did Planet of the Apes was pretty cool stuff. Pretty cool stuff. So it's going to be interesting to see what happens. Just I hope they keep going with this. I mean, again, they're going to need money. They're going to need research. And, of course, it's drug companies, you know, studying these things. I know, you know, people are against drug companies and they're, you know, they're, oh, they make too much money. But who do you think is studying this stuff? All right? You know, someone's got to make money. Someone's got to make money for these things to get studied. Now, another thing in the news today, they were talking about organ transplants linked to cancer. They say any of you that have had an organ transplant are 50% at risk, 50% at risk of getting cancer. Now, this has been no surprise to us in the medical field because in order to take the transplant, we need to give you immunosuppressive drugs. Okay, we need to calm down your immune system so you won't reject the transplant. And what ends up happening is then certain cancer cells that decide to grow don't get fought by your immune system because you're on these immunosuppressive drugs. I can't tell you how many people, after they were on chronic steroids for something, all of a sudden, boom, they have cancer, and it's a second stage, third stage, fourth stage. You're like, well, where did this come from? It's because cancer is able to spread rapidly if you're immunosuppressed. But another thing I want to tell you is I've had patients on rheumatoid arthritis medications, or, you know, medications to suppress your immune system, and I'll find cancer in them at a higher stage. So anything that immunosuppresses, you need to be watched closer. All right, guys, when we come back, more on the Dr. Dahlia Show, 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
There's a man named Pharmacist Ben Fuchs who is anything but your typical pharmacist. Ben says prescription drugs should be the last resort, not the first resort to fix personal health problems. Hardly a tool for the pharmaceutical companies, Ben says you can live a long and healthy life with proper lifestyle and natural supplementation, and that prescription medications are toxic and typically cause many more problems than they fix or prevent. He's been a guest on the Alex Jones Show a number of times, and he's always a hit. You can hear and talk to Pharmacist Ben on his own daily GCN show, The Bright Side, which airs live each weekday on GCN at 10 a.m. Central just before Alex's show. You can also hear and meet Pharmacist Ben at a free lecture coming up Tuesday, November 8th, starting at 7 p.m. in Santa Cruz, California. If you can possibly be there, you should. Ben Fuchs is one of the most compelling speakers you will ever hear. The event is free, but the sponsors, InfoWars Team and KSCO News Talk AM 1080, ask that you register at KSCO.com website. Go to KSCO.com and reserve your seats now.
Jason Lewis here with the holidays just around the corner. Be sure to consider the greatest gift you can give to your friends and family.
Peace of mind. That's why I choose WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com offers delicious ready-made meals like cheesy lasagna, savory stroganoff, and pasta alfredo that are packaged for freshness in individual metal Mylar pouches and carry a 25-year shelf life. And they're ready to eat in minutes. Simply add hot water. Request a free entree sample today at WiseFoodStorage.com. And for a limited time, get free shipping and 10% off of your order. That's right, a free entree. Free shipping and 10% off any order. Just use promo code Lewis. Call 855-FOODWISE. That's 855-366-3947. Or visit wisefoodstorage.com. That's Wise, W-I-S-E, foodstorage.com. Gourmet emergency food at the best price and the greatest gift you can give to the ones you love this holiday season.
What's been the problem with phone companies? High prices and contracts that lock you in for 2 years minimum. Not FreedomTelephones.com. Freedom Telephones are designed around the concept and reality of patriotism, loyalty, and privacy. With FreedomTelephones.com, there are no contracts, no credit checks, and no Social Security numbers required. That's why our name is FreedomTelephones.com. Finally, residential, mobile, and business telephones and plans that are private and never lock you into a long-term contract. Want a low price? Residential and business plans start at only $14.99, and mobile plans start at just $39.99. Plus, every month you pay your bill, FreedomTelephones.com contributes to your favorite GCN programs. Don't wait. Support the cause and get the highest quality and the lowest prices by calling 1-800-600-5553. That's 800-600-5553. FreedomTelephones.com. Portable. Private. Perfect.
Is your credit card debt out of control? Are you in over your head dealing with monthly payments? There's a powerful secret the credit card companies don't want you to know. If you have credit card debt, you have the power to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe, cutting your payments by up to half or more. That's bad news for credit card companies, but it's great news for you. And we'd like to offer you free information that will show you how to settle your credit card debt and lower your payments by up to half or more. It's yours free when you call today. Don't decline. Declare bankruptcy. Give us 10 minutes and we could save you thousands. Live better. Debt free. Find out how easy it is by calling for this valuable free information.
For the secret the credit card companies don't want you to know, call National Debt Relief today at 1-800-460-5733. 1-800-460-5733. This free information is available only for a limited time. Change your life. Call 1-800-460-5733 today.
Smokers, are you still smoking traditional cigarettes? Are you still smelling up your clothes and car interior, staining your teeth, and getting ashes everywhere? Why, when you could be smoking or vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replacement cartridges, you'll get all the satisfaction of smoking, but no smoking hazards. Choose from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquid flavors at LeCig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com, or call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker. Warning, e-cigs may contain nicotine, an addictive substance known to the state of California to cause birth defects or cancer. Please be aware of the risks associated with e-cigs prior to use. You must be 18 years or older to purchase.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show, sassy and stimulating medical talk radio. I got to tell you, the medical news is pretty cool today. They have been able to slow down aging in mice in a laboratory. Scientists claim they were able to slow down aging in mice. This is some fascinating stuff. And how they did this, all right, this is pretty smart. All right, and this study is published in Journal Nature. This was done at Mayo Clinic in Rochester, Minnesota, at the Robert and Arlene Kogod Center on Aging. All right, this is some interesting stuff. Okay, what they found. Now, you know, when your cells die in the body, when you're younger, they get cleaned out pretty quickly. When you're older, they'll sit around for some time and then send off substances and some toxins and produce these chemicals that start to damage adjacent tissue, cause inflammation, etc. So they tried to figure out, well, what if we kind of get rid of these senescent cells, we call them, or in layman's terms, you know, they'll call them deadbeat cells, etc. You know, how do you get rid of these deadbeat cells, they say. So what they did is they used mice that were genetically engineered with deadbeat cells that carried this molecule called capsaicin 8, okay? And this molecule, if it was activated with drugs, would drill a hole in the cell and kill them, stopping the release of the damaging chemicals that would spread. So basically, they were kind of like little suicide bomber, little kamikaze missions here with these deadbeat cells. So they couldn't sit there and elicit these chemicals causing damage around them. And what they noticed, and in these mice, they were able to slow down aging. And the signs of aging they used was decreased cataract formation, decreased loss of fat, decreased muscle mass. Now, of course, the mice, they didn't decrease or increase the lifespan by any means, but it slowed down some signs of aging. Now, there's tons of signs of aging, right? We talked about this on the last hour. The iris of your eye goes from a nice, vibrant color to lightening up. You could get cataracts where the lens starts to get cloudy. You lose fat in your face, and your eyes start to sink in. That's why heavier people look younger than older people. You start to get wrinkles. You start to lose collagen and the elasticity of your skin. Of course, the boobies droop, which I've already noticed. You lose melanin in your hair, and the hair starts to gray. Your metabolism goes down. Your kidney function goes down. Bone mass decreases. Bones thin. Of course, you start getting arthritis. You wear and tear your cartilage. You seem to get more inflammation. Things seem to hurt more. I mean, we all know. We all know. We're all aging, and we feel it. Of course, our metabolism goes down. We had a caller, I think it was yesterday, I forget which hour of the show, where, you know, he said he just can't, you know, lose these extra 20 pounds. I mean, he just doesn't know what to do. And of course, as we age, the metabolism slows down. Why? We lose our muscle. The more muscle fibers you have, the more ATP you burn, the higher your metabolism. It's very frustrating for us, extremely frustrating for us. So if they're able to figure out how to stop aging. Now, again, some of us on a spiritual level, we get a little freaked out by that. I mean, a little freaked out by that. You know, I know God has a plan for us, and I get a little nervous because every time we try to mess with nature, it'll bite us in the butt, right? You know, it makes me nervous. I don't want to play God. I don't want to do that. However, if we could slow down certain pathological processes, right, that accelerates our death, I'm for that if we could prevent those, right? You know, so you don't have to have the cataract surgery. So you don't have to get the Botox and the plastic surgery. So you don't have to gain weight and then later get diabetes. Because as we age, we lose our sensitivity to insulin, right? And that's why, you know, your children can run around eating cotton candy. But if you do, your sugar goes through the roof. You know, I have a really nice gentleman. He's been a patient of mine for years. And blood pressure has been stable. He's been one of my easiest blood pressure patients. Well, his EKG looked a little funny 1 year compared to last year. And I didn't really believe his previous stress test. Sent him back to the cardiologist, and it turned out he had three arteries blocked. So he had a catheterization. They put stents in to keep those arteries open. And he's a happy man. Yet now his blood pressure is screwy. We can't get his blood pressure in control. Blood pressure is, you know, a little screwy. Not horribly screwy, but screwy enough. And I was like, Dahlia, why is this happening? You know, why is it? Because of the stents? Are the stents causing a blood pressure issue? I think any trauma to the body, anything traumatic to your body, has a chance of messing up a system that was in place. I mean, here's an example. I had a lady. She was 40-some years old, never had blood pressure ever, high blood pressure. She needs to have her gallbladder taken out. She goes to the surgeon, has an uncomplicated surgery, everything fine, gallbladder taken out, she's happy. Yet a week or two later, she has high blood pressure and has high blood pressure ever since. So she asked the surgeon about it. She's like, I don't understand. I have high blood pressure. I didn't have it before the surgery. Something must happen in the surgery. And he denied it left and right. He said she's crazy. Well, I believe her. And I don't blame the surgeon. I don't blame the surgery. I blame that there was a traumatic event to her. And having surgery is still considered a traumatic event. I mean, you know, trauma doesn't mean you have to be bloodied up or in an accident, you know, or lose a finger. you know, trauma could be psychological trauma, a stressing episode, event that you've had, something that caused stress to you. And undergoing surgery causes stress. Maybe she was predisposed to having high blood pressure. And her body was just, you know, holding its own until, of course, she reached a certain age or had this traumatic event. And she did. I was the only one that believed her. And I see more and more proof of this. And now I have a gentleman, and, you know, I'm sending it back to the cardiologist tomorrow. And, you know, I know the cardiologist is like, huh, Dahlia, really, you can't handle this blood pressure? It's not that I can't handle it. It's just I'm a little confused by why all of a sudden he's being a little bit more vulnerable and labile. We call it labile blood pressure when it starts to spike up and down. And, you know, sometimes high blood pressure is a sign that something's wrong. Now, I had one patient who had a brain tumor, and she had absolutely no symptoms other than a headache. Now, her blood pressure spiked through the roof as this brain tumor grew. And we sent her to the neurosurgeon. They were able to cut most of it out. They shrunk the remaining parts. Her blood pressure went down to normal. All of a sudden, she starts coming to me, and her blood pressure is starting to rise again. I'm like, oh, no. We're going to scan your brain. We scanned her brain, and the tumor was back. Sent her back to the neurosurgeon again, treated her. But isn't that just spooky? Just spooky. You know, sometimes your body, you know, people look at the body and they think, all right, heart does one thing, kidneys does another, pancreas does another. It's all connected. There's all an interplay. And a good clinician will look at the signs. A good patient will look at the signs and connect the two. And, you know, it's very easy to think that everything is compartmentalized. Now, I don't want to freak you all out. Just because blood pressure is high, you know, it doesn't mean you have a brain tumor. But if all of a sudden your blood pressure starts to get a little kooky, and there's a lot of reasons why your blood pressure could go kooky. Your medicine could wear off. You know, sometimes you could be on an ACE inhibitor like captopril, lisinopril, benazepril, those medicines. By the way, they could also give you cough. One of the emails I want to talk about in the next hour, it's somebody who has a chronic cough. One thing I'm going to tell him, and I'm telling you, if you ever have a chronic cough, check your medication, the ACE inhibitors. Because if you're always kind of clearing your throat, have a cough, it could be one of your blood pressure medications. As well as reflux or an issue in your throat. Tons of different things could cause chronic cough. And we'll talk about that because I know we're running out of time on this hour. We'll talk about it in the next hour on a future show. But, you know, so sometimes, you know, blood pressure medicine could poop out. Sometimes it could be because you're starting to drink caffeinated drinks. Right? You know, you're liking the Red Bull. Sometimes it could be because of stress. Sometimes it could be because of weight gain or salt intake, or you drink a little bit more alcohol. So there's a lot of reasons. But if everything is the same, you know, maybe something kooky's going on. That's why I love to get the heart doctors involved. Yeah, but I saw the heart doctor 3 years ago, Dr. Dye, and he said everything was fine. Yeah, but something's not right now. Right? Blood pressure being labile and kooky is a sign that something could be wrong with the heart. Remember, high blood pressure does deal with the heart. It also, you know, deals with the kidneys. There's so many factors with high blood pressure. So just, you know, keep your mind open. That's all I ask. All right, guys, great show today. Can't wait to talk to you again tomorrow. If this is your stop, I will talk to you again tomorrow. If not, we are on for another hour. Please keep listening to us at GCNLive.com. Or if you want to call in, call at 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Be right back. Take me down to the little white church. Take me down to the little white church.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver. That's UTOPIA Silver. UtopiaSilver.com or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com. Taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.